It's time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
My name is Don Wilson. But say, what will yours be tomorrow if you don't get a good night's sleep tonight? Don't answer that. Instead, listen. Before going to bed, eat a couple of Tums and then dare acid discomfort to keep you awake. It won't, because Tums neutralize excess acid fast. They settle and soothe your stomach almost before you know it. Yes, Tums work wonders to prevent those can't-fall-asleep acid indigestion blues. And the beauty of it is, Tums Don't Wait Relief needs no water, spoons, or mixing. Tums are as handy as candy, safe and effective, too. So a good night to you with Tums, only 10 cents a roll. Always remember, T-U-M-S spells Don't Wait Relief. Tums for the tummy.
The Wistful Vista Gazette says, the annual art exhibit opening tonight at the Hatfield Galleries will feature the painting of promising local amateurs. And Mr. McGee, prominent patron of the art, says,
yes, sir, Doc, it was quite a surprise to I and Molly to read in the paper that one of your dob jobs had been accepted for the art show.
Well, I'm quite surprised myself. I didn't...
We're just real proud of you, Doctor.
Yeah. And it was most gracious of you to invite us to be your personal guests at the opening night tonight, Doctor.
Oh,
I feel that in these trying times, when the only culture one sees is found in labs on glass plates, one should devote a certain amount of one's time to the appreciation of the arts.
Oh, it's going to be one of those nights, huh?
How much further is this place, Doctor? I am most impatient to feast my eyes on your masterpiece.
It's just around the corner, and it's not a masterpiece, believe me. I really didn't think it was good enough for this show at all. It's just a landscape.
Ah, modesty, modesty, modesty.
Well,
I feel it a great privilege to be included in the circle of friends of a man who is not only a sterling physician, but also an
artist. McGee, we're here. This is the gallery, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, yeah, I should have realized we were at the door, but frankly, I was a little spellbound by the dialogue there. Here, let me open the door.
Wow, goodness, the place is a little crowded.
After you, my dear doctor.
Good evening. How many?
Three. My dear friend, Dr. Gamble, will pay for the tickets.
Tickets? Oh, there's no charge, sir. The admission is free, sir.
Free? You mean we don't even have to pay for the grub? The freshmen's? I read in the paper where you're serving freshmen's.
Oh, yes, sir. We have some delightful tea and cookies.
Tea and cookies? No ham and Swiss?
McGee, for goodness sake.
Oh, so that's why all this interest in art. If I'd known...
Well, come on, Fatso. Don't stand there blocking the doorway. Let's get in and see this great painting of yours. Tea and cookies. They sure mislead the art-loving public.
McGee, hush.
Well, this painting of Doc's better be good because
oh,
I come all...
Dr. Gamble, it's so good of you to come.
We so
appreciate it when our busy little artists take time off from brush and palette to personally appear at our previews.
Oh, come on, kiddo, let's get out
now,
of here.
Now, dearie, we're here already. Why don't you just...
Oh, and who are these lovely people you brought with you? My, don't they look interesting?
Interesting?
These are two of my dearest friends, Lady Dabley, Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
How do you do, I'm sure?
Well, this is a pleasure. We're always so happy to meet the friends of our artists.
McGee.
Oh, yes, charmed. The pleasure is strictly ours, my lady.
Oh, my, your husband is so continental, Mrs. McGee. Do give these nice people a program. Cecil?
Yes, Lady Dabley. There you are, sir.
Oh.
Madam.
And be sure they sign our guest book, Cecil. Oh, I do wish I had more time to spend with you and your charming friends, Doctor. But I really must greet the other guests. You will excuse me if I continue circulating.
Oh, yes, of course.
By all means, Lady Dabley.
All right, ho. I certainly wouldn't want to cut off your circulation.
Where did you find him, Dr. Gamble? You must bring him back again next year. Oh, he's been such fun.
Oh,
oh, I wouldn't want to cut off your circulation. I must tell that to Agatha.
What to Sam Hill was that?
That, for your information, Blunderhead, was the Lady Dabley, founder of this annual exhibit and president of the D.O.R.
The D.O.R.?
Daughters of Rembrandt.
Well, she certainly carries her age well. She doesn't act a day over 12.
McGee, will you stop being silly? These people are serious about their work, and I'm sure they don't appreciate
you. Well, what did I do, kiddo? I behaved myself. I didn't say anything wrong. I said charmed and m'lady.
I didn't mind what you said, but don't you think you look a little silly bowing at the waist and kissing her hand like that?
Well, Doc said Lady Dabley. I figured she was from England, so I just went through customs.
Oh.
Do I denote a note of jealousy, my dear?
Ah.
Oh, let's look at the painting, shall we, kids? That's what we came here for.
You are jealous, aren't you, kiddo?
Let's look at the painting.
Let's face it, Doc. I'm irresistible. Mm. You artists can have your sad eyes and long wavy hair to attract the women, but me, I do it simply by animal magnetism. Come, my sweet. You may take my arm. Dr. Rockwell, you may conduct the tour of the gallery.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. You wouldn't build a house without planning it first, and you can't build a secure, happy future without planning for it now. There's no better way to provide security in the years to come than by investing in United States savings bonds now. It's the safe, sure way, and it's easy, too. Today, join the payroll savings plan where you work. Every payday, a certain amount, the amount you decide upon, will be invested in savings bonds for you. And in 9 years and 8 months, when those bonds mature, you'll get back $100 for every $75 invested, and even more if you hold the bonds longer. These bonds will earn interest for an additional 10 years now if you choose to hold them. Remember, too, savings bonds are safe. They're guaranteed by your government, protected against loss, theft, or destruction. So play it smart. Join the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Start today. Invest in United States savings bonds.
You know, I just can't get over this, Dr. Gamble. I mean, your first entry being accepted at an exhibition like this.
Well, neither can I, Molly. Actually, it was my nurse, Miss Ogilvie, who sent it to the judging committee. I never would have had the nerve to submit one of my own.
Well, where is this great masterpiece of yours, Doc? We've been around the gallery twice, and I still don't...
Well, that's the funny thing about it. I don't know. I can't find it anywhere.
Droll, droll man. What was that amusing thing you said about my circulation before?
Me?
I must not be repeating it correctly, because every time I do, people just stare.
Lady Dabley, I haven't been able to find my painting,
I don't understand it.
Well, neither do I.
Even Mrs. Whitley, who usually has such a jolly sense of humor, just didn't get it at all.
Lady Dabley...
I told it to her word for word. I said, Agatha, I simply must tell you something that will really rollick you. You see that funny-looking little man over there? Well, I just said to him, I hope you'll excuse me if I circulate among my guests. And he said to me, far be it from me to interfere. Would you believe it? She didn't even smile.
Oh, sure.
Yet when Mr. McGee said it, it seemed so funny.
Lady Dabley, about my painting...
Oh, I have it.
You do? Well, where is...
He didn't say interfere at all. He said, far be it from me to prevent you. Oh, goodness, how can I get so mixed up? Doctor, what's the trouble? I do wish you wouldn't keep tugging on my pearls while I'm talking. It's very distracting.
I'm sorry, Lady Dabley, but my painting, I've looked all over the gallery and...
Goodness, didn't I tell you? Huh? We always withhold the 5 best entries for last. They're to be hung in the center place of honor at 8:30 in first, second, and third place and so on. Yours is one of them.
Not one of the first
5. Oh, congratulations, yes. Doctor.
Oh, dear, it's almost 8:30, so you just wait. Oh, there's Eloise Van Ast. I must run over and tell her what Mr. McGee said about my circulation. Now, don't leave before 8:30 now, will you, Eloise? Eloise, don't
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Her mother must have been frightened by a cyclone before she was born. The way she always was.
One of the 5 best entries. I just can't believe it. I liked the painting, yes, but I never dreamed...
Well, it's a good thing your nurse liked it better than you did, or it wouldn't be here at all.
What time is it, Molly? What time is it?
Now, don't get nervous, Doctor. It's still a few minutes till 8:30.
Gee whiz, in the first 5. Just imagine...
I'm just as anxious as he is, Molly. What is the picture, Ducky? A portrait of one of your tonsillectomies? Something you did one day while you were down in the mouth?
Oh, McGee, don't make those horrible jokes. The doctor's nervous enough without you... Here, the both of you now. Come on, let's look at this painting here.
Which one?
The Storm by Ferdinand Lopinto.
Hmm.
Doctor, why don't you explain this one to us? It's so strange looking.
Well, this is an abstraction, Molly. Lopinto's very fine at this sort of thing. You see, the lines darting through represent lightning. And the heavy masses of gray against the moody blue background. What time is it now, Molly?
Oh, simmer down, Doc. Simmer down. My gosh, hey. They'll tell you when it's...
Attention, attention all. May I have your attention, please? It is 8:30. We are now ready to present first prize. Our first choice of the 5 best paintings as selected by our distinguished panel of judges.
Gee, I'm so nervous.
Relax, Doctor.
Yeah, you may be among the first 5, but this couldn't be you.
First honors go to this beautiful abstraction of animal life entitled 3 Shy Beavers, painted by an artist who was too shy to submit it.
Oh, my.
His nurse entered this lovely painting by Dr. George B. Gamble.
Oh, right. Hey, Doctor, you won. You won. Boy, oh, boy, first prize.
Isn't this wonderful?
Wonderful. It's awful.
Cecil, will you please hang this in the place of honor?
Hey, what's the matter, Fatso? You did paint that thing there hanging up there, didn't you?
Yes, I did, but... Oh, I got to get out of here.
Doctor, what's the matter?
My nurse made a horrible mistake. That's not my painting. That's my palette.
Your what?
The thing I smear my paints around on before I decide what color to use.
Oh, no. You mean that painting entitled 3 Shy Beavers is really...
It's not beavers. It says 3 Ply Beaver Board on it.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, hurry up, kids. Let's go.
He'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. You may not realize it, but you have the key to my house. And all you have to do to get in on Wednesday nights is turn your radio dial to NBC. You'll meet my little family. There's Leroy.
Hi, Unc.
Hello, Leroy. And then there's our wonderful housekeeper.
What are you doing, talking to yourself?
No, my boy. I'm talking to millions of people.
Oh, good. Can I say something to them?
Well, I suppose so.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the kindest, most generous uncle in the whole world.
Well, thank you.
And just to prove it, he will now cross my palm with a quarter.
Leroy.
I'm going.
That boy.
Miss Gildersleeve.
Yes, Bertie. Bertie's our housekeeper.
One of your girlfriends is on the phone.
Oh? Who is it?
She sounds like a blonde.
Yeah, I'll be right there. And, folks, on Wednesday nights, you'll meet Mr. Peavy. He isn't here now.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Oop, Peavy. Didn't see you behind me. See you Wednesday night, folks.
I still can't get over it, McGee. Imagine that man buying Dr. Gamble's palette for $300. That's the... McGee... McGee, put away that beaver board and paintbrush and lock up. It's bedtime.
Okay. But if Doc Gamble can do it, so can I. What's he got that I haven't got?
$300.
True. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as Cecil, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Elvia Allman as Lady Dabley. This is John Wald reminding you to listen again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee undertakes to head a big project on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Next Hearing Time brings you highlights from the Senate Committee hearings on the NBC Radio Network.